Just about one-third of all American adults are obese today, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that number continues to rise. Dr. Randy Seeley, director of the Cincinnati Diabetes and Obesity Center at the University of Cincinnati, says we don't usually think of it this way, but body weight is regulated.
That is, how much we weigh is influenced by a number of biological systems, and this is part of what makes it so hard for people to lose weight and keep it off, since they have to fight against that biology as they're trying to lose that weight. We all think that we're entirely in control of when we put the fork down, but there is an enormous amount of biology that goes in to that decision about when you put your fork down, and that contribute to helping you maintain a relatively steady weight over time. And all that biology works against you when you're trying to lose weight by sheer force of will.
Are you kind of saying we can blame our genetics if we're overweight?
It's not just our genetics. It's the interaction of our genetics and the environment we live in. And that's the key point that we've been trying to understand. What is it about the environment that changes the biology?
Seeley says a big part of the environment that encourages weight gain is the availability and consumption of high-calorie, high-fat foods. He says, in particular, what we eat can alter the brain regions that regulate body weight. He refers to a significant hormone called leptin.
So leptin is a key hormone that is secreted from fat tissue, and its main function is to inhibit appetite. So via a number of molecular mechanisms, eating a high-fat diet reduces the actions of leptin in the brain. Thus, miscommunication can lead to increased food intake and weight gain when individuals are exposed to elements of the diet that can reduce the actions of leptin.
Can you say that again, Dr. Seeley?
Some people are going to gain weight in our environment and some people aren't. And the question is, what is it that pushes people to gain weight in the environment? And I'm saying part of it has to do with the what you eat impacts the signal leptin brings to your brain about how much is the appropriate amount of body fat to have.
So the good news is we're on that track. You're starting to figure it out.
Yeah, I think the good news is we are learning more and more about this biology every day and learning more and more about how it is that we might be able to intervene.
So for now, Dr. Seeley, people who are struggling, wondering, you would recommend lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. More fruits and vegetables, whole grains, less refined sugar in your diet. And the other part of this is to get regular exercise. Right? Physical activity helps an enormous amount in terms of not just ameliorating the weight gain that the diets that our bodies may push us to, but also preventing the diseases that come with it. Right? So we can't use the weight on the scale as our only arbiter of whether we're being successful at being healthier or not. We have to endeavor to be healthier even when it doesn't produce the kind of weight loss that we would hope for.
That was Dr. Randy Seeley, neuroscientist and researcher and director of the Cincinnati Diabetes and Obesity Center at the University of Cincinnati. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.